Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lemons Podcast with me, children's author Chloe Dakin. All right, so this one should follow on from the last one. This is about process, but this is a little bit more about first draft. Yeah, because I think we had quite a lot in the last one. Didn't want to overload it with your pen and paper. All right, you might need that again if you fancy for this one. It's a little bit simpler, and I'm just going to read some things out a little bit. This might be a little bit more relaxing. All right, so getting a first draft down, yeah? So the flow I was talking about last time, tried to keep that going. And the way I tried to do structure is I try to keep a sense of shape without being too restrictive, yeah? So I try to let it flow. I'm trying to make sure that it builds and feels like it's satisfying, like it's building a satisfying shape. Sometimes I'll plot point, you know, of like your usual plot points of like trigger, plot point one, plot point two, midpoint, there's another one, and then there's a climax and a resolution. So I definitely got that in my mind, whether I'm plotting it out or not plotting it out, just as a kind of sense of shape. And even if you're going to break it, it's good to know what that is, yeah, so that you can play with it. You kind of have to understand structures, don't you, so you can play with them. So I often think of those points as being like little islands, so I can have as much fun as I want, like swimming all the way around to get to them, yeah? So then I know that I can kind of play around with the in-betweens, but the build is in the right place, right? So that's what I do when I get a first draft down. And I know that Emma Carroll said it really well when she said, she did a session with us, she was brilliant, and she, on my course that I teach with the Faber Academy, and she said, yeah, you know, like, I think of the first draft is like I put all the sand into the pit, yeah, and then the next draft is that I'm like sculpting the sand into the sand castles. And I remember, obviously, wonderful Frank Cottrell Boyce saying, you know, like, yeah, you've got to get to the end so that you can begin. It's kind of how it is. First draft, so many brilliant juicy ideas, get it to the end, man, enjoy it, have fun, play, you know, like, oh, just have a really good time, and then see what needs tweaking afterwards. So for me, often I think about the layers, and I often think that there's three layers to a book. It's a bit of a magic number, isn't it, three? Seems to work though. Like, so say in my first book, Fish Boy, the three layers I would say were his friendship with the boy Patrick Green, the mysterious illness of his mother, and the mysterious talking fish, yeah? So all of those three things have their own story arc, and all of them build and conclude satisfyingly, but they interweave, yeah? I remember Patrick Ness says something fantastic, like, you have to have so many ideas for a book because books just eat ideas, like a forest fire burning down trees, which is true. But so I get down my first draft and I think about the layers, you know, is there enough in here? Like, how are these layers working? Is there three key layers? And I also write a 500 word synopsis. And then from that, sometimes I'll do that while I'm writing it. Depends how it's going and how I'm feeling. So from that, it's just really helpful. It's nice and tight enough so I can see the crux of the story, or where any baggy bits are, or how it should be pulling together. Plot for me is the hardest part of the whole thing. Everything else I just love doing, so much fun. Like, but making sure it ties up properly plot wise is not easy whilst flowing. Yes, I think a key way to get around that is to read a lot of books, and then it's just in your system without you having to think about it too much. I'll often write a film trailer. Now, this is something I learnt off the brilliant playwright David Gregg. He was like, yeah, write a film trailer. And it's like a really visual synopsis. So I'll read you one that I wrote for my book, Fish Boy, because I haven't written one for Lemons yet. I'll read you that. When Billy Shields' life is lonely and miserable, it feels like David Attenborough is the only one who understands him. Coral polyps extrude their guts and eat their rivals alive. Great. Until one day he meets Patrick Green, fingers of steel, strength of a bear. Black, brown, grizzly or koala. Technically, koalas aren't bears. And a talking fish. What do you want? Ketsdozik, Ketsdozik, Ketsdozik. As Billy is drawn into the fish's magical underwater world, you've got to go back in. If you don't, you'll spend your whole life wondering what might have happened. Swirl of fish in deep, deep blue. Round, go, round us. He gets pulled away from his on-land life. Mum in bed. When will you get better? I don't know. No one knows. Yelling off on a cliff. Yelling on a cliff in the wind. I'm going to go down there forever. You'll die. You'll just blummin' die. Can Billy make it back and confront his on-land problems? Boys in water drowning. Stop kicking. Or will the fish keep him down there forever? What are you doing? What does it look like? Handcuff click. If you're going down, you'll have to take me with you. Ah! Falling, falling off the cliff. Fish boy. A story of friendship. Don't you trust me? Are you kidding? Mysterious illness. I wish it would go away. Me too. And crazy talking mackerel. Hand on heart in an underwater storm. Ow. Yes. Ow. There you go. Lots of images. Doesn't need to make sense to anybody else, but you. And it gives the beautiful essence of what it is that you're trying to create. So for lemons, it was a bit of a different way around. So instead of starting with the writing, I had to start with an idea to get the funding to do the writing. So before I wrote the book, I had let my ideas out a little bit, which is an unusual way around for me. I don't normally work that way, but I thought, all right, I'll just make it loose and exciting. Yeah, so if you would like to know, this is my little pitch for what Lemons is. Lemons is a children's novel for children aged 8 to 12 about a girl, Lola, living in a lemon grove. It's really alliterative. In a houseboat in Sardinia with her two mums, and addresses themes of floating and sinking, magic and friendship, and finding the wonder in the everyday, including the experiences of refugee children and their families. Influenced by Frank Cottrell Boyce's The Unforgotten Coat. In Lola's life, wonders pop up as she observes nature and makes art with one mum and laughs with both and lives a very outdoorsy life where dreams and ideas can become realities and do. It's a very distilled and otherworldly childhood, influenced by Tove Jansson's The Summer Books, Summer Book even, infiltrated by YouTube videos of Dave Grohl, who Lola loves and thinks knows most things. What makes the magic is what the family choose to do with their financially quite poor reality. One day, a mysterious girl floats out of the sea and into Lola's life, and we do not know if she will just as mysteriously float away again, and a deep connection ensues. Now, I have to say, reading that, I've changed some of that while I've been writing it. But, you know, in essence, that is its core essence, and that's the way creativity works. So yeah, I hope that was helpful. You just gotta get that first draft down and enjoy yourself all the way through, and finding the good things in each step of the process. It's just a wild, beautiful adventure writing a book, and really it is just that thing of just keeping throwing yourself into the unknown. It's terrifying, but it is amazing, and it's just a really beautiful, brilliant journey. All right, thanks very much.